This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Tzadi, Siv Dalet. Tzarech Liftayach Psachim Oichaloinois Keneged Yerushalayim Kedei Lehispala Kenegdan. V'toiv Sheyia Bebeis HaKnesses Shneima Tzar Chaloinois. You need to open up doors and windows Keneged Yerushalayim in order to daven opposite it. And it's good that there should be in a shul 12 windows. Actually, this is mamish, we'll call it Davar Yafa Be'itai, because we just unleashed the plans for the new shul last night. So the architect already knew that to make 12 windows. There are a lot more than 12 windows, but he put 12 windows in one place. So, okay, this is timely. Now, it's interesting, because it doesn't say that the 12 windows have to all be opposite Yerushalayim. These are two independent halachas. One is, now it's interesting, the first halacha is tzarech, the second halacha is toiv. Okay, look carefully. There needs to be doors and windows connected to Yerushalayim. Doors or windows. Okay, and this is based on the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled. It's good for a shul to have 12 windows. Now, why is the first halacha need and the second halacha good? Because you have to know the source of it. The first halacha comes from the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachos. So since it's a Gemara, you need to do it. The second halacha comes from the Zayar. So it's Al Pi Kabbalah. So it's a good thing, right? In general, that's an important yediyah. You need to know the source of a halacha. Something which is from the Gemara, you got to do. Something that's from the Zayar is good to do. Now, again, you don't need all the windows to be in the opposite of, in the direction of Yerushalayim. Even when you're in a shul and you're davening with the tzibur, you should be careful. This din that you need to have doors and windows is much more important when you daven biyachidus, because the Gemara warns, you should not daven in a house that doesn't have windows. You'll ask, what do you need windows for? You're not looking out the window. V'yaf agav detzach shi'itinein of lamata u'kamay shekasa b'simin tzadi heisif beis u'man af kamina b'achaloinois mikamakam kishen es batla kavanosai yisa'in of lashamayim ora kavana. The answer is, you're right. Default position is you're looking down. But if your mind starts to wander, you look heavenward to ma'ayur the kavana. According to this answer, it would come out, if in the middle of davening, you need to look out the window upward, then you should do so. But in Simen Tzadi Hei, Siv Katan Daled, the Mishnah Berurah brings a different answer, and namely, what's the nafkamina of there being windows? You don't look out the windows. He says, before you begin to daven, you should look out the window to be machnia libai. But during the tefillah itself, you should look down. In other words, there's a stira. The Gemara says you need to have windows during the davening. The problem is, but you need to look downward. So how do you reconcile that stira? There's a bit of a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Because here in Simen Tzadi, he answers, you always look down unless your kavana is nisbatel. And later on, he says, you always look down, but before you start, you look out the window. Maybe they're both true. In other words, let's say the nafkamina would be a guy whose mind never wanders. Do you still need windows? Yeah, you still need windows before he starts. Okay. Now, another interesting thing is, why do you need windows facing Yerushalayim? Why don't you should have a skylight? I mean, if the reason is to look at the Shamayim, the window facing Yerushalayim, you could see down the block. I guess you could see upward also. Shneim Asar Chaloinos, 12 windows, says the Mishnah Berurah, Le'izat Tzad Sheyirtza, in any direction one, V'tanai Sheyir Gam Tzad Sheyem Espalel, L'Kavel Yushalayim, as long as there's some in the direction that you face Apid Yushalayim. How big should the windows be? Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in the Kavis Chuvas, based on the Gemara Baba Basra, that your head could fit through. Now, Rabbi Yashiv says, even if the Beis HaKnesses has three windows, each window the size of 12 windows, you have to actually have 12 windows. The Sefer Shulchan Torah says each window should be at least 12 tefachim. What about if you have the windows, like one window with the pane, right? What is it called when you have the separation in the middle of the window? It's not really a separate window, more for design. The Eish Avram Buchash says each section could be considered a window. And also, what about the question, what about the issue, are you allowed to have more than 12 windows? So this is an age-old question. Whenever you're supposed to allude to a certain number, is there an issue if you allude to more than that? Or, let's say you need to allude to 12. So I have 100. Now, in the 100, there's 12. We usually hold, you don't have to be exact. One of the proofs is Kiddush. Kiddush is supposed to have 70 words. However, we add, Tchila l'makroi kodesh, you know the words that are in the parentheses that you don't say it, huh? Mandy's saying he doesn't say it. I say it. If I'm not mistaken, the Taz says, because yesh b'chlal masayim maneh, you have in the requisite number, in other words, you have in the total number the requisite number. Now, let's say you are in Yerushalayim. Do you have to have windows? The Kav HaChaim says the windows should be opposite the direction you're davening toward. I guess according to what the Mishnah Berurah said, this way if you're distracted, if you're lose focus, you could be ma'ur your kavana. Sifhei, lo yisbal b'makam paris k'may basadam, neishik shu b'makam tznios, chala alav imas melech, v'libay nishbar. Don't daven just in a completely open place. Because when you're in a place with a wall or an enclosed area, the fear of the king devolves upon you and your heart is more subdued. Says Mishnah lo yisbalal. The Gemara, we find that it is considered brazen to violate this. Because of Prima Gadam, the Alkain and the Mizdamin Loi Bayish, Shein Bay Chaloinois, Uvika. Let's say you have a choice, a house with no windows or just an open valley. A house with no windows is preferable. But friends, you see how important it is to have windows. It's really something that is a requirement in tefillah that the place that you daven has windows. In other words, let's say a person has a daven b'yichidus and they want to go to some private room, you know, in the basement, let's say, that doesn't have a window, that's not ideal. Okay. B'makoyim parotz, v'hinei l'chad teirutza d'taisus. Imu oimei b'tzad ha'derech b'makoyim she'in m'syari she'yafsiku oivei drachim shari. According to one answer in Taisus, if you're standing on the side of the road, that you're not afraid that people will interfere with, that passerbys will interfere with your davening shari. Ach b'beis Yosef m'moyin b'divrei, the Beis Yosef rejects that approach of Tosfos. V'hinei afsha Magen Avraham b'sha'achron m'yashim l'divrei ha'Tosfos. And even though the Magen Avraham and other achronim answer Tosfos and explain Tosfos, mikol makom kasu shebazoyer mashma she'yesh hasba'al davka b'bayis. In the Zohar, we find even if you're not going to be interrupted, you should daven dafka in a house. Va'ovrei drachim, passerbys, travelers, the kuliyamu mutamus v'abasada, everyone would agree they could daven in a field. Now, of course, you have to be makbid that the makom is clean. The Dirshu quotes the Bach that it has to be a sada is acceptable, because even Yitzchak Avinu, no, I'm sorry, let's see a little further. Umikamakam kishayesh sham ilanos, if there are trees, tov yosef sheyamid sham beinei mispalah. It's better to stand among the trees than in an open field. The Dirshu quotes the Bach, we find by Yitzchak, vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada, And the reason why it says lasuach, lasuach is a lashon of he hid himself between the sichim b'shas ha-tfilah. You know, it's interesting. So it comes out, the tefillah that was said, besada, which is usually not acceptable, was mincha, which maybe mincha time is usually the time that people are on the go. So maybe that's why Yitzchak davin basada. Okay, be it as it may, if there are trees, it's preferable to stand among the trees. Imein kasha alav ichor darkai. Meaning if you could go a little bit into the forest or near trees, and it's not going to delay you too much, that's preferable. Because it does create more of a modest location. But if you're in your house, don't rely on outdoor trees. Let's say a person says, you know, I want to go out, I'm in my house, I want to daven in nature, in the field. Sounds like it's not preferable. Or they have these... I saw advertised some shuls in Florida. They make these minyanim on the beach for Neitz HaChama. So what would you think is preferable? Davening Neitz or davening in a bias? Bias. A bias? Kabbalah Shabbos is not when we say tefillah, we really mean Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei is not part of Kabbalah Shabbos. It doesn't say he'd have a mariv outside. And there's a special inyan to go, you know, for the Kabbalah of Shabbos. Also, here's another factor. K'moy besada, a makam part like vidu, a makam shemukaf mechitzas, if it's surrounded by partitions, afal pishenoi mekayra, even without a roof shaper dummy, that is fine. Sifav, v'loy bechurba mebnei chashad, mebnei hamapoyles, mebnei hamazikin. This is a Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says that I believe Rabbi Yossi davened in a churba, and Eliyahu Hanavi told him you shouldn't daven there, and the Gemara gives three reasons. Either because of suspicion, they're going to think you're going there to take care of lewd matters, or it might collapse, or there are shadim there. So, says Mishnah, V'loi b'churba, mucha b'gemara d'mutav l'spal b'derech mi b'churba, it's better to travel on the road then in a ruin, a churba is a ruin. Even where only one of the three reasons will apply. We'll see what situations only some reasons apply, not others. If you're afraid they're going to interfere with your davening, you're afraid travelers will interfere with your davening, you spal out tefillah kitzara, then you could daven in a bridge tefillah ayin simen kuf yud. The tefillah kitzara is havinenu. Not what we call Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. We'll see about these abridged versions later on. Mibnei HaChashad. What is the suspicion? Sheyachshadu sheyesh loizen mochen Hashem. People will think that there's a harlot designated over there. Ve'im ha'churba oimedes basada. If it's in the churba is in the field, ein lochash balachshad. We're not worried about this suspicion. Shein zon mitzur basada. It's not typical to find a zoyna there. Vu'adinim ishto ima. If your wife's with you, gamkin lekel mechashachshad. We're not concerned for chashad, v'im hi churba bria v'chazaka. If it's a ruin that's strong and there's no chash that it will fall, like l'may chashbal ma'apoylas, there's no concern for a cave-in. V'im shnayim nechnasim ba. If two people go in, ein lachash l'mazikin. We don't have to worry about mazikin. Shel echad nira u'mazik. To one person, the mazik will be seen and he'll damage. To two, maybe he'll be seen, but he won't cause damage. Unless there's a place that you know they're mazikin, which I happen to know many of those places. Let's say you don't have somebody with you. Let's say you just have a torch. That's like two people. Let's say you have a moon. Let's say that you're bringing the moon in with you. No, it means it's a full moon. Kishlosh, that's like three people. Lefikachim heim shnayim. So bottom line is, if you have two people, you could go in, im hibriya v'chazaka, if it's a strong ruin, v'imedes v'sada, and it's in the field. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. Thanks everyone for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.